Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm night across Israel. Tel Aviv is experiencing mild temperatures, while Jerusalem is slightly cooler. The night sky is clear in Haifa, promising a pleasant start to the morning. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, earlier this hour, Iran demands the withdrawal of American forces from the region and the release of frozen assets, among other conditions, in their 14 points response. Also, Walla reports just in. The IDF's Division 98 surprised Hezbollah in Bint Jabel, eliminating key operatives in a significant blow to the organization. Also this hour, JNS shares that Hezbollah launched rockets and explosive drones targeting IDF soldiers, with the Israeli military responding by eliminating a Lebanese terrorist at close range. Separately, Forward reveals from earlier reporting Iran's Jewish community faces increased surveillance and fear amidst the ongoing conflict. And finally, in a related development, the battle in Bint Jabel has shaken Hezbollah, according to a short time ago report from Walla, highlighting the strategic importance of the operation. Here's what people are saying online. Dan Linnaeus posted just minutes ago about increased military movement towards Cyprus, suggesting regional tensions could be rising. Journalist Seth Franzman wrote earlier today about Jordan's concerns over smuggling activities on its northern border, emphasizing the need for stability in the region. Political commentator A.G. Hamilton criticized media standards in a post from earlier, pointing out perceived biases in their coverage of a Republican figure. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Iran's demands. According to Israel Hayom, Tehran has outlined a series of conditions, including the withdrawal of U.S. forces to ease tensions in the region. This move is part of a broader negotiation strategy as Iran seeks economic relief. The implications are significant for regional diplomacy as the U.S. considers its next steps. Turning to the battle in Bint Jabel, Walla reports that the IDF's Division 98 conducted a surprise operation that caught Hezbollah off guard. The success of this mission marks a critical victory for Israel, potentially deterring further aggression from Hezbollah. This operation's strategic impact could lead to a shift in Hezbollah's tactics. Meanwhile, the exchange of fire between Hezbollah and the IDF continues. JNS captured footage of an Israeli response to Hezbollah's rocket attacks, highlighting the ongoing volatility along the northern border. The immediate threat to civilians remains a concern as both sides engage in military actions. On the diplomatic front, Iran's Jewish community faces heightened scrutiny. Forward details how the war has intensified fears of arrest among Iranian Jews, reflecting the broader climate of insecurity. This situation underscores the challenges for minority communities in conflict zones. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports from earlier that Zim shareholders approved the company's sale, pending state approval. This decision could have significant implications for the maritime industry in Israel. Separately, C-Tech discusses the impact of cheap drones, noting their rapid evolution and influence on modern warfare. This development is reshaping military strategies and could alter defense investments in Israel. And finally, Walla Business highlights the Finance Committee's approval of a new compensation plan, despite opposition from the Treasury. This move aims to support affected businesses and workers, reflecting ongoing economic challenges. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 3 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.